Well, Nancy, everybody's talking about the high price of food these days, and that's certainly no lie. But let us never forget that in some ways you can just walk down the street and pick up free food right out there, free for nothing.
Right, and I'm not just talking about going to Costco and walking down the aisle either, or to, you know, step in your local supermarket and they're giving out tastes of this or that. What I love about this time of year is there's so much free food around, just literally growing around us. And it's something that fascinated me when I first moved here 20 years ago. And I moved it right about this time of year. I arrived. It was summer. It was very hot in 1988. And there were berries everywhere I looked. There were blackberries, brambles full of them, growing in my backyard. And all I had to do was step outside and grab some. So this morning, I dropped my kid off at camp, and I was on my way to work, and I saw this woman right a couple of blocks from where I live walking her dog and picking berries from this huge bramble right on a quiet residential street. And I thought, blog post, I need to talk to this woman. So I pull over, I grab my camera and my pen and pad, and I introduce myself. I said, hey, I'm your neighbor, but I also write about food, and I'm fascinated to see that you're just sitting here walking the dog and eating berries all at the same time. Well, she told me that it drives her nuts to walk by this spot and see all these berries and not have anybody pick them. So she was going to come down later in the day with a bucket, and said that her whole life growing up here, she makes pies and she does canning, and that she grew up in a house that had pears and apples in the backyard, and that they always canned them. And she continues to do that kind of thing today. So as an urban forager, you can walk into the woods around here and find mushrooms. You can walk down any city street and find berries. I've got a neighbor who has the most amazing sweet strawberries. She lives right up the block. They're right on the end of the street. And everybody in the neighborhood just goes and pulls them. And in fact, not only does she let us do that, she's also willing to give us our own plants if we want to grow them ourselves. But she never feels badly if somebody walks by and plucks themselves a few of these most amazing strawberries. I think about what it must be like to have lived here, you know, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, what it must be like for the native people to have this incredible cornucopia of everything from fruit to berries to all the seafood we have available. The first summer I moved here, I took a day trip to Vashon Island and was fascinated by the gallons of berries that were just coming off the brambles on the street. So we pulled the car over, realized we had absolutely nothing to put in there except, oh, look, there was a newspaper. So we rolled cones of newspaper and filled these things and made some of the best berry pies I'd ever had. And I also recollect walking on a beach and finding mussels. Now, granted, I was probably taking my life in my hands. I had family with me from out of town. We saw these mussels on the beach. We pulled them and went home, and I steamed mussels for, I think, about 2 hours straight, batch after batch after batch, I mean, till I couldn't possibly eat anymore and live to tell the tale. And that's part of the most wonderful thing about living here in the Pacific Northwest.
Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, who keeps her eyes open wherever she goes, has a blog, All You Can Eat. It's at seattletimes.com/allyoucaneat. I'm Dick Stein.